Wisconsin.
Must be freezing, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, today was a little bit warmer. We got some snow, so it's in the high teens, I think, today.
Wow. I forget what that feels like. I kind of miss the snow, though. I guess.
Yeah, did you live up in the north?
New York.
Yeah. Oh, New York. Okay, so you're used to snow and cold weather.
I think I've been down here long enough where I almost qualify for a native, though. South Florida, nobody's from here. They come from everywhere. It's such a transient state. It really is.
Yeah, I've been to Florida a few times. The weather's usually nice, and when it's 50s, I'm down there in short sleeves, and everyone else has jackets, so I find it funny.
I know. You're ready to swim. Yeah, it's great.
I just want to say thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about this. On this podcast that we recently did, we featured Frankenhooker, because it's celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. The first, I guess, the main question would be, how did you hear about the Frankenhooker role, and were you approached for the role, or did you audition for it?
Somebody called me about it. I tell you the truth, I really don't remember who it was. It was either an agent or, you know, someone like that that let me know about it, and that they were looking for someone. So, I can't remember how. Oh, they gave me the phone number, and I called and set up a time to go down, and Frank was there, and that was Frank.
Awesome. And did you have to audition for it, or did he pretty much give you the part?
No, he had me read a little bit, and, you know, I can feel like it was yesterday. He said, so you think you can do this? And I was like, yeah, why not? Yeah, absolutely. And that was it.
Well, that's great. Was there anything in the script that appealed to you?
Oh, the whole story just sounded so off the wall and crazy. And I wasn't really familiar with Frank Hinamata's work until that point. But right after that, I just went out and got my hands on all his work and you know, watched Brain Damage and Basket Case. And I loved it.
Yeah, he does some did some great work, especially some of his earlier work. I always enjoy Basket Case movies, and Frankenhooker is actually one of my favorite of his as well as some of the people in our podcast. We all, almost all of us, pretty much loved it. So
that's great.
Dawn, she noticed that for your performance, yours really helped strengthen the movie, and she really loved your performance on it. Were you able to bring anything to the character, or was it pretty much all Frank just giving you directions, or did you have input on the Frankenhooker Elizabeth character?
I mean, Frank was right by my side, but you can't really hide, you know, certain nuances of your personality. There were two pairs of those big black shoes, and one of them, they were made, somebody made them by hand. One of them, you know, they were sturdy. You could walk pretty much get around. And the second pair, kind of, they were not leveled or something, which made me lose balance a lot. So a lot of times you see me, you know, losing my balance. I really lose my balance. I hated those shoes. There was a backup pair that were not good, you know. Kept them for a long time. I think I finally threw them out, so I shouldn't have. I should have saved that. Had I known all this time later, who would have thought that?
Yeah, people would still be talking about it 25 years later.
Oh, I know.
Were you the one that came up with the facial expressions for her? Because I think that totally helped make the character.
I did. No, that was Frank. He can do that face, too.
Now, for the role, too, did you know that it was going to be that extensive of a makeup job for you?
The what? I'm sorry?
The makeup, you know, how they pretty much had to cover your whole body and everything with the makeup. Did you know that was going to be involved when you took the role?
Yeah, because, you know, well, not as involved as it was. That was the fun part, though. I loved to get in, you know, in the makeup. When it was time to get out of it, it was usually so late or whatever. A lot of times I would leave it on and take it off at home. I would have the, you know, remover with me and poke a hole in it, pour it in, it was just, you know, to loosen up all the glue and everything. Yeah, I would do it at home sometimes, or they would do it there if it was earlier. But that was the fun part. The transformation.
Did it take you a long time to get into that makeup, or?
Yeah, it took several hours. You know, Gabe Bartolis did the special effect, and then there was, somebody for makeup on my face, and voila, a couple bolts and stitches, yeah.
No, you did some of your scenes actually in New York. Did you get a lot of strange looks in your makeup in that, or when you were shooting the movie?
Not a couple times I caught people off guard.
Yeah.
I'll never forget going over the bridge. I stopped to pay a toll. I missed my arm out with all the stitches and everything. And the guy didn't miss a beat, you know. Hey, monster woman. It's just like, it was like that there, you know.
It's New York, right? Nothing really surprises anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, when you got to see the complete film finally, what were your first impressions with it? Were you surprised how it turned out?
Absolutely. I was blown away. I went to the screening, and I loved it.
And how was this screening? Was it well received by the audience? Did they have fun with it, or?
Yeah, they did. And it played in the Bleecker Street Cinema. I went in with friends and watched it, and it was nice to see that people liked it.
There's something really good about it, and I do think it hinges on the whole Frankenhooker character and just the comedic timing that you brought with it. Really, I think, appealed to a lot of people. How long did it take before you realized, or how many years before you realized that it had such a cult following? Or when you made it, did you think it was going to have a cult following right away?
No, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was really hard really hard to find at the point where Eben McGar found me to do a horror show out of nowhere. He found me through an attorney that I have that, you know, called me and said, you know what, this guy really sounds legit. This sounds like it'll be fun. Why don't you call him? And I said, right. But, you know, and I called him, and I was really surprised. He said, you know, why don't you do the show and maybe you could put on a little bit of makeup. You know, and I think I even said to him, what if nobody shows up? And he said, oh, they'll show up, you'll see, you know, and I went out there and they did show up, and I was completely blown away.
And you still do the convention circle today. Do you still get a lot of people come up to you about the film?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of Frankenhooker tattoos. Yeah. I can't believe it. I had two guys come up together, and they both had Frankenhooker on the back of their hands tattooed. I said, what, are you both losing a card game? it was just so, you know, I can't even, maybe 12 or 13 already I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all different places, Frankenhooker tattoos, and just, it's awesome to see.
And did you have any weird autograph requests from people when you're at the cons?
No, not really. I always usually write, want a date. And if I don't, they say, oh, well, can you write that? Can you write, want a date? You know, yeah, no, I've met so many just really nice people.
Yeah, the whole want a date line really resonates with a lot of people. And I think it's because of the VHS box. When it came out, it actually had your voice on it when you pressed the button.
Oh, yeah. Some people have it, and it'll come up, you know, a couple work very, you can hear, what's the date? Really low. And some, the voice doesn't work anymore, but they still want me to sign the box. Pretty funny.
Do you have any, fondest memories from Frankenhooker when you were making it, or like, something that really stood out for you for a memory while you were shooting the film?
It was a lot. The whole thing was just a great experience. You know, every time you do a scene like that. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a great, fond memory, you know. Yeah.
You seem to have a good chemistry with your co-star there, James Lawrence. Did you two hit off right away when you got on set? Did you collaborate a lot on how scenes would go and such?
Isn't he great? Yeah. We didn't. We worked apart a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was supposed to do a show with him in Canada, but I couldn't go, and I missed him. I got to catch up with him. I haven't seen him in so many years. It would be nice to see him. We didn't work a lot. You know, we weren't in the same scenes a lot of the time. So, but I would always bump into him there, and he was always just a trip, just a great guy.
And with the... I see you also were in another, actually, kind of a cult film that a lot of people really enjoy, The Doom Asylum. And then you have Frankenhooker. You did a couple other projects. I was just wondering what made you get out of acting, because Frankenhooker, I think, is just a really great performance, and you could see a lot of talent there. And so I was just wondering what maybe got you out of the business.
You know, I came down to Florida, and it wasn't, it's very different than New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got married, and, you know, just went a different direction.
Like, but, life kind of happened.
Yeah, life was happening, so I got sidetracked.
And are you going to be in any new conventions this year at all? Anything planned at all, or...? Still taking it easy in Florida.
Yeah, I'm still. I think I have a show coming up here locally. I think it's in Boca. I didn't really get the details, and then maybe Las Vegas in the near future. But you know, we'll see what comes up.
Yeah, definitely. If anyone's listening out there, make sure you check the cons to. See where Patty might be appearing next. I know I'll definitely keep an eye out. But I will say it was it's a very memorable film in a lot of ways. And one of the scenes I think that was our favorite was when you get into the club and you sit down with Zorro's one of his buddies in that club that you shot it in. Was it hard to film in there? It seemed a little cramped.
That was in Harlem somewhere.
Was it really?
Club. Yeah. They had a lady. I'll never forget. I walked in there, and there was a slightly overweight woman dancing on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
With a sign taped up that says "No spitting," because it was like the perfect spot, wasn't it? My favorite scene from the whole movie is Jeffrey's looking for me, and he's outside that place, and he's like, "There's a man with a sandwich board," and he's ranting and raving, "The Tower of Babylon, blah blah woof woof," and he's going on, and James stops him and says, "Have you seen her? She's all in purple. Have you seen her?" And he just points. "She's in the bar. Remember that?"
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's a great scene.
Just that one little character. He's just, I love him. And I asked Frank about it, not too long ago. And mm-hmm. he told me that he's since passed away. But he just, that was perfect. That is my favorite scene.
Yeah, that
she's
is
in the bar. You got to love it.
It's a hilarious scene. Some of the locations you shot at seemed just a little bit seedy. Were some areas a bit dangerous, or did you have enough security? Because it is a lower budget film.
No, there was plenty of. It was totally safe and everything, mm-hmm. and all the seediness. I think they, put a lot of it in there. I'm sure that sign was there before we got to the bar, and the girl wasn't up there. They put some spray paint and whatnot. And as far as Doom Asylum, somebody gave me a book on that sanatorium, the Essex Insane Asylum.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be haunted, and it definitely seems like if anywhere it would be that place, believe me.
Was it creepy?
That was way more creepier than Frankenfurter. Just to walk through there, all the equipment was all rusty with straps on it. Still, you know, just whoa. Yeah.
Did you have any ghostly experiences while you were shooting Doom Asylum at all, or was it just creepy?
Well, we weren't there at night, luckily. Right. There was always so many people around that no really supernatural experiences or anything like that.
But
I guess I was lucky.
And have you ever thought about going back into acting later on, or has that kind of sailed for you?
No, I do. A lot of people have been telling me that you should do that. Maybe I will. You never know. That's fun. That you just never know. You know, I mean, who would think that so many people would love Frankenhooker all this time later? I would never think that. That really, caught me off guard. What a great surprise. You just never know what the future brings.
Maybe they'll do a Frankenhooker 2 and have you back.
Because there's nowhere to go with it.
That's true.
But he is writing something that has Jeffrey in it and me in it.
Oh.
He likes to use the same people over and over. I know he finished a documentary about Mike Diana, the comic book illustrator that was jailed here in Florida. Pinellas County, I think it was. Only in Florida. Come on vacation and leave on probation. Can we hear that? It's true. He did a documentary, which I can't wait to see. And then he was he's involved in something else right now. But he said in the future he was going to do that, bring us back together for a nice scene.
Well, that'd be so great to see. I'd love to see you two back on the screen together, because definitely Frankenhooker, I think, has one of the most memorable final scenes for any movie. Did it take a while to get him into the into the makeup and that as well for that final scene?
I wasn't there for that.
Oh,
he just came in when he was already all on the table and everything. Gotta love it.
What'd you think when you saw him all up in the makeup and in a woman's body?
It looked so good. It looked great. Yeah. On Facebook, I'll tease him about it now.
Oh, do you?
We keep in touch on there. Yeah.
Yeah, Facebook is a great way to keep in touch with people, and I can see where you could get some get joking him with that. But it is a very memorable scene. Definitely sticks out for you, and then makes you remember the movie, I think, even more. So, but I think we'll wrap it up here, Patty, unless you had anything to add about Frankenhooker. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Definitely, this has been a pleasure to meet you in the voice, anyway.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering, do you have a site or anything where people can keep up to date or where you're going to be at with the con, or just Facebook, or did you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, just Facebook, pretty much. No, all is quiet right now. All is good. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the screen in the future again with James. Definitely.
All right. You take care, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you.
Going out? Looking for some company? My neighbors are out. Oh, my God. All right.
Well,
nice to talk to you. Well, you take care.
Well, thank you. And stay warm in Florida.
I will. All righty. Bye-bye. Bye.